Good morning. This is Myra with Family First. How can I help you?
And good morning, Myra. This is Vanessa Porter. I'm just calling to inform you that I'm filing charges against Jamaica. She's a thief. She stole a brand new. I searched my house. I didn't want to jump the gun. I did not want to accuse anyone. I was very kind to that thief. I had a brand new umbrella. I never even used it. I searched the house high and low. She stole a brand new umbrella. It's nice. She stole a laptop, which is government property. She going to jail because I reported it to the VA. Now, they sent me out a laptop. They sent me out a weight machine and a pressure machine where they have connected at the VA hospital or wherever to monitor my heart and to remind me of to take my medicine and monitoring my blood pressure. United Parcel Service brought it here. We opened it. A young lady that's my brother's girlfriend, who stay in the cellar, do the same kind of work that she does. She brought it up the stairs. So we're putting things away. So the agency called me, the VA called me, told me, asked me why come I haven't heard, they haven't heard from me because they gave me a laptop. I said, I don't have a laptop. They described it, and I told them what it looked like. They told me what it looked like and everything. The only way you could get into it, you need my last four. That's how I can load it up. I never loaded up because I didn't get it. Shamika stole it. It really breaks my heart. I was trying to work with her. I was trying to get her more hours. I was very kind of that bitch. She stole from me. That's not all she stole. It took me some time to tell you, but I didn't want to rat it out, but enough is enough. Now, what she stole is a laptop that belonged to Uncle Sam. Well, we're filing charges against her.
Yes, Vanessa. When do you think this happened?
This happened the day that I told her that she don't work for me. And when I talked to you last. And I'm just reporting it. You know why, Mom? Because that's a hurtful thing to accuse someone of stealing when they didn't do it. Jamaica stole it. She stole. I don't have no company. And I'm going to be straight up honest with you. I don't never have company. One of my sons is upstate in the penitentiary. I know he didn't do it. He ain't no thief nowhere. He wouldn't steal from his mother. My other son doing great. He down south. He's in the dental. My brother Stanley, he never stole nothing from me a day in his life. He got a job. He at work now. And so is his girlfriend. That's all that's here. I don't have a gravy train in and out my house. I don't want no company. I'm very private. I don't want to be bothered. And it was a lot of work in this house. The biggest job in my house, Meyer, was the laundry. And I had one load. One load. Everybody in here washed their own clothes. She moved like a turtle, like a snail. She thinks she's slick. I put up with a lot of stuff. Because I liked her. I really did like her. I thought we was going to make it. She was with me like 7 months until she had to stop. They had to reinstate her. And I did everything I could to keep her. Her performance was really lousy, really. I just lied for her and trying to help her because I didn't want to lose her job. Shamika's a thief. She stole my laptop and the government going to be on her ass because that's their stuff. So I asked him, will I be responsible for it? No, I will not. I'm giving it all up. I'm not going to jail for somebody else. I was very, very kind to her. I mean, kind. When she got fired from McDonald's, I don't know if she got fired or she quit McDonald's job, but her body was taking a toll on her, and I could see it all in her. And when she would come to work, she'd be tired, but that's irrelevant. You here to work, you're only getting 2 hours, and I was trying to get her more hours. She can't do this. She can't do that. I will have to take her hand. Shamika, dry the dishes and put them away. Do this. Do that. You actually had to tell her like she was a kid. Now, when she quit McDonald's, she would log out from this agency, from Myra, from you. And I said, well, if you work over 12 o'clock, I said, Shamika, this is not your job description. I said, but if you could help me out with the stove, how much would you charge me? And the stove wasn't that bad, but I did need it clean. She said, whatever you could afford to give me. I said, fine. I gave her $30. Anything extra that she did for me that was not in the job description, Mara is my right hand of God. I will pay her. I even gave her pads. I get pads and stuff and the pens from the VA because I can't hold my water. I have to take these water pills. She won't have to buy no pads for a long time. I gave a whole bunch of those because I don't get a period anymore. I don't mind telling my business. I'm just being straight up. We two women. I get the pens. I was very kind to her. I was very nice to Jamaica. She stole. That broke my heart. I tore this house up looking for my stuff. I says, now, I didn't go anywhere. I told her, I called and I asked about it. She said, I put it right where you told me to put it at. Over there near the TV. No laptop there, Shamika. I looked in my bedroom closet, which I know I didn't go nowhere near it. It was in the hallway closet. I opened up the hallway door. I took everything out. I mean, everything. I swept it. I mopped it. I put that Clorox bleach, deodorizer, whatever liquid stuff on the floor. I took my coats, everything out, trying to find a laptop. I went in the middle room, in which I know I did not go in there. It wasn't in the bathroom, and it wasn't in the back room. I was so devastated, I looked in the refrigerator. I have a miniature apartment refrigerator in my bedroom. I looked in that because I wanted to be sure. I looked in my file cabinet. No laptop. And the reason why I looked in the refrigerator, because I remember years ago in the 90s, I was doing some shopping, couldn't find the Tide detergent, and was putting the food away. The Tide detergent was in the freezer. And I'm looking all over the house for it. And I put the Tide in the freezer. Oh, my God, I put the Tide in the freezer. That's why I had to laugh at myself and look inside the refrigerator. I have an apartment-sized refrigerator in my bedroom. Shamika took that. I went in all my drawers, my underwear drawer. I have a drawer with my scars, head scars. I got a bunch of scars. I love scars. I went through everything. I looked behind the radiator. I looked up, went downstairs, pulled the couch out for my umbrella.
I think I understand. I already made the report on that, and we already took Shamika off your case. So
yeah, but she needs to be taken off of everybody's case because she's a thief.
Yeah, I already made the report, but thank you so much for the information.
You have a blessed day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.